Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the new You Ask For It, We're Giving It To You Kissing Bandit t-shirt, only at tpublic.com/user/YoBroNation1. Come get the shirt before he comes for you. And you know what he'll do? Get the t-shirt. Only at the tpublic store for YoBro Nation. YoBro Nation 1 at tpublic.com. Get it before he kisses you. Really, seriously, go get it. Bye. Yo, bros, and welcome, nation, to the Evolution preview and predictions. I, of course, am Zach. No JD, no Jake. Both are off doing what they have to do today. So it's an early morning. I'm taking care of this. Lots of stuff going on in the professional world of wrestling. Real quick, for anyone who's had questions, Yes, the new channel is still going to be a thing. I know I haven't uploaded in about a week on the channel. It's really just getting content together. And in order to get the content together, I got to get the people together and be able to do the segments in which I'm wanting to do for the channel. So, still going to happen. No worries. We're going to getting content. I am keeping up on all my TV shows, so I will be doing reviews on that stuff sooner rather than later. It's just really finding the time to do so. So, Evolution, here we are. Evolution is going to be at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York. WWE's been hyping this stuff up as a big first time ever, never been done before show, where it's only the women, and not just me, but many people have looked at this show as underwhelming and have looked at this show as something that's not everything they've been building it to be. I was listening Monday night to everybody, and pretty much everyone has felt like they've been pushing Crown Jewel over Evolution, and I would probably agree. You know, it's funny. I look at my camera, and it looks like I'm looking up, and I look at my screen, and then it looks like I'm actually talking to you guys. So, okay, this is what I'll do. But it's as if they care more about Crown Jewel, and as much as I've been hating on Evolution. And please don't get me wrong, and don't think it's because I'm against women having the equal opportunity. It's not that. It's just simply because WWE's not taking this show serious. Why should I? I was one of those who was very interested in Evolution. And if you go back a while ago to one of the YoBro Nation videos, me and Jake discussed the leaked card, and there were some matches on there that were, yeah, we knew were coming. But there was more intrigue in that leaked card. Most of it didn't turn out to be true. The Battle Royal, Becky and Charlotte, Ronda and Nikki were really the only ones that actually came true. Oh, and the Mae Young Classic Finals. That was really all that actually came true in this video or in this card. So really, they're not taking it. And as underwhelming as the card is, it makes me wonder, well, what are they doing with this show? What is it they're trying to do? Are they going to have a bunch of segments with people who aren't wrestling? Or is it going to be a bunch of videos of past wrestlers? Or, I mean, what is it? What are they taking up all this time? It's supposed to be a four-hour show, yet, you know, you'll see a crown jewel with 10 matches, and this show's getting 7. So, I don't know. I feel like they're taking spots away from women. The only people from NXT is in the Mae Young Classics and the NXT title. There's none in the Battle Royal. It's like NXT is not getting their fair shot for this. All these women who probably deserve to be on this aren't. So which leads me to, yes, Crown Jewel is being treated better than Evolution. Now, I went off on Monday and a little bit more on Tuesday about this stuff. And not about the Crown Jewel situation, well, kind of, but about Evolution and about how I look at Evolution as a worthless point in the week. I don't see why we're doing it. I don't see why it's being watched. There's just no point. Really, there's no point. And I feel like WWE is just wasting our time. I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to cuss today. I did all that on Monday. I did all that on Tuesday. It's, to me, it's nothing. It's not a show that I care for. Yes, I'm watching it. And I have decided to live stream Sunday night. I'm not sure if I'll be with JD or not. I don't know what JD's going to be doing. But I will be live streaming my reactions to Evolution. And, you know, I'm hoping the show's good. And then I'll be doing my review when Evolution is, when it's over. So, but let's just get into this. Like, Evolution is stupid. Evolution is just not a show that I care for. I was interested, now I'm not. And most of it has to do with what the main event is. That is my biggest gripe. And the fact that they're not really giving what I feel like these women a fair chance. I don't feel like they are. Wow, this beanie, like, itches my head. Oh, I hate these things. They kind of itch sometimes. Not that that matters. So we're gonna go ahead into this. I'm gonna talk about this show. I'm gonna go ahead and preview all the matches, and I'll give you all my predictions. JD has told me what he thinks, and I will let you know what JD thinks, and I will give you what his predictions are on these matches, because he does have an opinion on them, although I think his opinion is kind of biased. But, you know, hey, that's JD. So what will most likely be, like, the opening match or whatever, I think will be the 6-woman tag team match between Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Natalya versus the Riot Squad. It's not like we haven't seen this before. I said that Monday while watching Raw. Hell, look, you know, another 6-woman tag. I haven't seen this before. So original. Ooh. There's not been a lot of build. Sasha's been gone for, I don't know, a month almost. And now she's back. No explanation what was going on, what the tweets were about. Been her and her husband were tweeting stuff. I don't know. The Riot Squad, I'm losing interest in the Riot Squad, except for Ruby. Ruby's still good. Honestly, I think I think Riot Squad needs to go over, and I'm picking the Riot Squad to go over in this match. Just because I think they're pushing Ruby, but I don't think they're going to push Ruby like championship wise, but they are pushing Ruby. So I am picking the Riot Squad to go over. JD is picking Sasha, Bailey, and Natalya. That is who his picks are. That is who my picks are. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the new You Ask For It, We're Giving It To You Kissing Bandit t-shirt, only at tpublic.com/user/YoBroNation1. Come get the shirt before he comes for you. And you know what he'll do? Get the t-shirt. Only at the tpublic store for YoBroNation. YoBroNation1 at tpublic.com. Get it before he kisses you. Really, seriously, go get it. Fine. Then there's the historic, and yes, even in the notes, I wrote historic with quotation marks, for the Women's Battle Royal, historic Women's Battle Royal for a future women's title shot. So a year from now, a month from now, next pay-per-view, who knows? It's just a future women's title shot. I'm going to list the participants. Asuka, Nia Jax, Kelly Kelly, Carmella, Ember Moon, Naomi, Dana Brooke, Alicia Fox, Tamina, Molly Holly, Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, Zelina Vega, Maria Kanellis, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Lana, Tori Wilson, Yolanda Blaze, Michelle McCool, and Ivory are all the participants that, as of the time I'm recording this, have been announced for it. I think there's something where said there may be more participants added. Perhaps the NXT roster. I don't see why a Nikki Cross can't be in this battle royal. I can't see why someone like Mia Yim can't be added to this. She's a part of the NXT roster now. And there's so many more that you could put in this. They're down on NXT who probably, I mean, Bianca Belair, Lacey Evans, there's just so many, and you could even took a few of those girls from the Mae Young Classic and pulled them in for this show. They've done this a couple of them have done this a few years in a row. You could have threw them in it. Why not a Piper Niven? Oh my God, I love Piper Niven. I think she was fantastic last year. Why not? Hey, you want to come and be a part of something big? You were part of the first Mae Young Classic. Why don't you come in and be a part of this? You know, she's someone who could be in this. But then you got some people like Asuka and Ember Moon. Why can't they be in singles competition? I'll get into the Bellas here in a little bit and how I think they could have fit into this show. But the Battle Royal to me is an excuse to throw people on the card because they don't know what they're doing. And this is their solution. Hey, you want to be on the card, but we really don't have nothing for you. We don't really find you important. So we're going to put you on this battle royal just so you can be on the card and say that you were on the show in a meaningless battle royal. I like the idea of, oh, future women's title shot. Okay. They honestly could have used this battle royal to catapult a younger talent. You know, have your main players with a few of the veterans, some of the Hall of Famers, which I'm okay with some of them being in this. But why not take an Ember Moon and an Asuka out and have them do something bigger on this card while you have a Naomi and a Carmella who are established, and then you can have Alondra Blaze and Tori Wilson and Kelly Kelly and all of them to give it some intrigue, but then have women who are bigger, are young, you know, not bigger, but are newer. Some of the NXT talent, some of the talent you don't always see featured on Raw. Put them in this so one of them can win it, and you make a new star in the process on a bigger stage and make it important. You know, hey, this is a battle royal for a future title shot for someone who's not really been in this picture before. Here you go. And you could kind of build something like that. You know, hey, this is for younger talent and newer talent and some of the vets. And we're going to, you know, really push this initiative. Oh, look, this match gives someone who's younger talent, who was new in this picture, who wasn't established yet, an opportunity. But instead, it's probably going to go to someone who I don't think needs it. I'm picking Asuka. I'm picking Asuka. I don't see how Asuka doesn't win this match. JD thinks it's going to be Nia Jax. Nia Jax or Naomi. He couldn't really decide. He said Nia Jax or Naomi are probably winning this. I am going with Asuka. It'll probably come down to Asuka and the Iconics. I'm going to guess Asuka and the Iconics will be the final people in this match. Nice to see Maria Kanellis been back for over a year and in her first match since she's been back. She was a wrestler. She's not just a manager. Mike Bennett, love him. Mike Bennett's my guy. Mae Young Classic Finals. I want to do a retrospective real quick of the Mae Young Classic. I was wanting to do reviews. I never got the opportunity. I'm just too busy to have been able to sit down and record, you know, reviews for this. So real quick, I loved the tournament. To me, matches were fantastic. I will say probably the best match. Oh, man, there were so many. I don't know. I'd have to probably rewatch it to really give you what I thought was the best match, because there was just so many fantastic matches throughout this tournament. From the first round and on, it has just been fantastic. Really, it has. And for the finals, I will say the finals being a part of this show is a really big deal, and I really do like. I'm applauding the tournament. I really think the tournament was phenomenal. I really do. I think it was phenomenal. Which leads to what most people, through spoilers, have known was going to be the finals for months now. It's just been waiting to see how they got there and how it turned out. Io Shirai, who was my pick before the tournament even started. Io Shirai is who I wanted to see win this tournament. Almost in the same vein as seeing Kairi Sane last year. I almost feel like they're looking at Io Shirai as another Kairi Sane or as another Asuka. She's not like either one, though. She is something completely different. And I'm only knowing what I know about her from what I've seen through the Mae Young Classic. I've gone back and looked up Io Shirai footage and watched clips of her matches, and she's everything that she was hyped up to be. And then there's Toni Storm, who last year I fell in love with watching that and watching her at the UK tournament. And every chance I've had to watch Toni Storm has been so good. And I don't know who I wanted to pick. I've been debating this since I knew what was going to happen. And especially since last night, well, Wednesday, this is Thursday, I'm recording this. Oh man, I've been so confused on who I wanted to pick, but I have to pick one. And I'm hoping that whoever's been producing these matches for the Mae Young Classic, which I believe has been the NXT team, I hope that they let them have this as well as they do the next match. But I'm going Io Shirai. I picked her. A part of me thinks they're going to go with Toni Storm, but I really hope it's Io Shirai. So I'm picking Io Shirai. JD, he ain't too familiar with either one. So he kind of asked who I would say. I told him I'd pick Io Shirai. So he just went with the opposite just to make it competitive. And there's a real chance that he might blindly pick this right. So I'm going with Io Shirai. He's going with Toni Storm. We both think it will be a good match. This will be his first exposure to both of them. So he's interested a little bit. Which leads us to another match that I hope the NXT team gets to produce, because I don't want the main roster messing with this, because I don't think they'll be able to do a good job. That is Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's Championship. These two have had good, fantastic matches. I don't know. I can't remember if this is their third or fourth match. I'm pretty sure this is their third match, which was the Mae Young Classic Finals last year. And then NXT TakeOver Brooklyn back in August. So, I forgot to mention, I believe the winner of the Mae Young Classic receives a title shot at TakeOver War Games in November. So I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing. But yeah, Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler. This might be their fourth match. This might be their fourth match. Because they were making a big deal about Shayna and Kairi and how Shayna wasn't able to beat Kairi. And then somehow Kairi has won. And I think they were tied up. Yeah, they were tied up. I'm pretty sure this is their fourth match. If I'm right, let me know. If I'm wrong, let me know. I didn't get to watch NXT as much as I wanted to last year. Only caught bits and pieces. But this, if this is anything, this to me has the potential to be the match of the night next to Io Shirai and Toni Storm, next to Becky Lynch and Charlotte. Those three matches have the best chance to be the best match. But I really believe Io and Toni or Kairi and Shayna will be one of the two, number one, number two best matches. And Kairi Sane, since I saw her last year at the tournament, I was in love. Again, I was in love. So many of these women in that tournament just grasp you, pull you in. Piper Niven was my favorite in the tournament last year, but Kairi is the one who I knew was going to the finals. Shayna Baszler came out of nowhere. Really, she was not most people's picks for last year's tournament to be in the finals. But she made it. And the fact that this woman who came from the MMA and no one saw this coming, just dominated and really put on really good matches all through this tournament and got to those finals, you know, lost the finals, rightfully so. I think Kairi Sane was the right choice. But then, since then, has only gotten better. So when I'm looking at these two, and I'm really looking at who I think could be the winner, it's hard. I didn't pick Kairi Sane to win at Brooklyn. I really thought they were going to keep the belt on Shayna Baszler longer. I thought Shayna was going to continue. I can't say I want to pick against her again, but Shayna's been hyping up her new training regimen. Shayna's been hyping up just getting better. And I can't sit here and say that I don't, you know, it's so hard who to pick. But I think Kairi Sane's going to keep the title. And I think they're going to send Shayna up to the main roster. And if they do, I hope they do something with her and Ronda. Because Shayna, I think, would be a good working partner for Ronda. And I think it'd be safe because they know each other. And then we can get that four horsewomen versus four horsewomen thing going. I had a drink. I need a drink. Excuse me for 1 second. Got me, I'm dieting now. Got me some citrus green tea here. I started to diet, lose some weight, and get back into shape. Not that y'all care, but that's what's going on in my life. I ate some fruit for breakfast this morning, having me some of this green tea, and got to get right. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm picking Kairi Sane. JD's picking Kairi Sane because he doesn't understand Shayna. But I'm hoping when he sees Shayna, he really gets it. I just hope that WWE allows the NXT crew to produce this match. So, on to some matches that are the top of the card because of who's in them, but none of which I'm really looking at as my favorites. I've already went over my two favorite matches. My two favoritest of my favorites, that being Io and Tony and Kairi and Shayna. So we're going to have Trish Stratus and Lita versus Alexa Bliss, who has been absent from television this week, and Mickie James. Now, the rumors are Alexa Bliss has had a concussion or a broken nose. I don't know, but she's again been injured and again not seen, but supposedly is supposed to be there for this match. And then, I don't know, maybe we'll never see her again. If you're that fragile, get the hell off the TV. And I'm a fan of Alexa Bliss, but if you're that fragile, get the hell off of the TV. Go away. You know, you've been injured a majority of the time this year where you're not really wrestling anyways. You've probably had less matches this year than anybody. So I think out of the full-time people, you've had less matches. Honestly, I want to pick Trish and Lita. That's who JD's picking, Trish and Lita, because he's old school head. And in his mind, no one can beat them because they're goddesses. They're old school, attitude era superstars. They're unbeatable. If I'm thinking realistically, Alexa Bliss and Mickie James are winning this match. Mickie James will do the load of the work, and Alexa will come in and get the pin towards the end. She won't do that much. A bulk of the load is going to be Mickie James. I don't see you having a ton of interaction with Trish and Alexa till towards the end of the match. You might get some with Lita. You'll definitely see some interaction between Mickie and the two. But, yes, Alexa will get the pin. It'll be the end of the match. Alexa and Mickie win this match. That is my prediction. As far as the build, I was okay and sort of intrigued when this was a one-on-one match between both individuals for both teams when they were separate. That being Trish and Bliss, Lita and Mickie. I was intrigued. I was like, okay, this is kind of cool, old school, a little bit of the new school. I haven't cared. This is not the match that I care for. JD thinks this is the match to watch out of all the matches because Trish and Lita are in it. First off, I'm a little offended that out of all of the legends, this is the two that are getting the most attention. Trish, I understand. Lita to me was never my favorite wrestler, female wrestler. I wasn't a huge fan. I mean, Lita with Team Extreme, I liked, but Lita individually, I never thought she was the best worker. JD will disagree with me, and that's fine. Others may disagree with me, and that's fine. Lita was not, to me, really that fluid in the ring. She was a little clunky. She wasn't always great. JD's like, well, look at her. She's out there wrestling again. And so what? Okay. She's not great to me. And that's just my opinion. So the build's been kind of stupid. They kind of this was like a telegraph. Oh, hey, yeah, we're about to do this. It's like, here you go. We know what we're going. And I really think they did this to kind of hide Alexa Bliss a little bit. Whether it be injuries or the fact that she's not great, that's what they do. Now, I'm not saying Lita's not good. She doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Lita does. She's not my great. She's not my favorite. Just saying. This is it. She's not my favorite. I'm not going to say much more about this because there was not a lot that actually went towards building it. It was just Alexa Bliss. Oh, you're my favorite wrestler, and now you're not. You sucked, or whatever it is that she said. My throat's been dry. I'm talking a lot. So, I don't know. I don't really look at this as a big deal. I just don't. Hey, Yo Bro Nation. This is Zach. Come join us on all our social media platforms. You can come join us on Twitter and tweet along with us at YoBroGaming1 on Twitter. Also, come see us on Facebook and hit that like button and follow us, facebook.com/YoBroGamingAndReviews. If you like the videos that we're doing now, you can always go to the YoBroGamingAndReview channel. Get all our latest videos. We talk wrestling movies. We talk video games. come see us on there as well. And if you'd like to support the channel, well, I have great news for you. There are two ways in which you can help us. You can go to patreon.com/YoBroGamingAndReviews. You can support us. We have multiple tiers with multiple opportunities for you to interact with us and help us help the channel grow. If you don't want to do that, go to tpublic.com/YoBroNation1, where you can buy our new exclusive merchandise. We got the old school YoBro logo. We got the new updated logo. Get the Squirge Circle shirt. So many things, cups, pillows, mugs. Go there and get your merchandise. Thank you guys, and YoBro Nation.
I'm going to move on, though, to what I believe should be the main event, but isn't the main event, which is a crock of shit, and I will get mad here in a few. The main event should be the Last Woman Standing match, which, again, is not the first. That goes to Nikki Cross and Asuka last year. That was the first one. Sorry to burst their bubble. This is not the first time ever, which they keep fucking throwing that word out there. First time ever. First time ever. Historic. Blah, 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 blah. I hope they fucking retracted that statement by now. Just only the second Last Woman Standing. But no, they'll still refer to it as the first. Whatever. First on the main roster, I guess, is what they'll tout. Fuck, who knows? Becky Lynch defending against Charlotte. Now, I don't know how true it is. Rumors are Becky's hurt, may have to take time off. There's a chance Charlotte's getting the belt back. I hope not. I want Charlotte away from the title picture. I want Charlotte away from the title picture. I want Charlotte away from the title picture. I don't want to see this again. Now, if they do a rematch, I don't want to see it. Now, everyone's saying this title feud's got legs. It's going to keep going. But then there's the rumors Becky's hurt. I want this to end, and I want to see Asuka versus Becky. Yes, I'm picking Becky Lynch to win. Becky needs to win this, not Charlotte. They need to make this a clean victory. I'm tired of this shady Becky trying to maneuver around to win and get out of it. Just to walk away with the belt. No, Becky needs to win. Becky needs to win this, and she needs to win this in clean fashion. No interference, no one on her behalf. Charlotte needs to take the loss clean in this match. That means Becky beats her up. Becky leaves her down for the 10 count. No one coming in and helping her. Becky. Stop booking Becky like a heel. People are cheering for her. They're going to cheer for her here. That's it. I don't know how big the crowd's going to be. Rumors are they were going to sell out because of Ronda. That could be quote unquote fake news. They'll probably say capacity or who knows. They'll spin it to make it sound like there's more of a crowd. But a little side tangent. But Becky needs to win this. JD's picking Becky. We both feel Becky needs to win this, and we need to be done with Charlotte. That needs to be finished and done. No more. Done with it. That's what needs to happen. Let Becky move on to Asuka and move Charlotte on to something else for Survivor Series. Have her in the women's Survivor Series match, if they're even doing that this year. I think the only thing they're doing this year is the 2 5-on-5s for Survivor Series. It's not going to be the brand stuff this year. So, just, I don't even know. I don't want to see Charlotte Reigns once again. And I'll ease up on the Charlotte Reigns thing. Charlotte's still being booked like Roman Reigns was. This isn't anything on Joe Anoa'i. This is on the Roman Reigns character. So I'm still making that shirt, but I will do some Profits Towards Some Leukemia stuff for anyone who buys that shirt. Jake is finishing the design. We'll have it soon. Don't worry. I'm thinking Jake's even going Becky in this match. But there's that chance they do give the belt back to Charlotte because they want Charlotte to beat her dad's record as a woman's wrestler. Wants to have that record of her dad. It's got to be the same. We can't have Charlotte be Charlotte. We had to make her Charlotte Flair and had to ride the tails of that Flair name. The build has been pretty good. Honestly, it's not been bad. It has been the best feud on SmackDown for the women, which isn't saying much. I mean, there's not been really much to talk about, but I don't know. I don't even know what I'm really wanting to say here because I don't like how they ended this at Super Showdown. I don't like how they try to end this on SmackDown. I don't want them to try to push this white meat baby face agenda on me with Charlotte. And that's what they're doing. And they're clearly pushing Becky as the heel. And I've been against that since day one. Since day one, I've been against that. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words here. I'm kind of just carrying on with the same old thing, saying it again and again and again. And I know it gets repetitive and it gets boring, but I know when I'm done with this, I'm going to have so many more thoughts that I want to say about this, which I can express during the live review. I can express during the live stream. I can do all that, but it's not the first ever. This isn't the best thing, but this should be the main event. This should be the main event. It should. So this is me transitioning to Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella as the main event. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Short and sweet. One, Nikki Bella, while she had a part to play in the Divas Revolution or Evolution or whatever they want to call it. While she had a part to play, she is not the catalyst like she claims. They're not the ones who started her and Brie. She does not deserve to be in this position. Does she deserve to be on this card? Absolutely. Absolutely she does. They all deserve a spot on this card. Some just in different positions. If I'm booking it, I'm taking the Iconics out of that battle royal. I'm taking the Bellas out of this match, and I'm putting them in a tag team match. Iconics, who are the Bellas of today, versus the old school Bellas. That's a great spot for them. That's a great spot for them. I'm not going to tell you that the Bellas don't deserve a shot to be on this show, but main event versus Ronda Rousey? Hell no. Now, who would I put in that spot? Why not an Ember Moon? Why not a Sasha Banks? Why not? I mean, there are people on that roster who you could have booked. You could have brought a legend back for this match. You could have done something. It tried something different. But they didn't. So it's fine. It's whatever. I would certainly wouldn't have put Alexa Bliss back in this position. Alexa Bliss is good where she is. Just leave her where she is. You know, I'm thinking of the roster and I'm thinking of who they could have had. I would have been cool with Ember Moon. I would have been good with Ember Moon. I would have been okay with a Nia Jax rematch. Nia never really got her one-on-one rematch. Could have threw her in on it. Been okay. I mean, she got a one-on-one rematch with Alexa Bliss, but I would have gave her a one-on-one rematch with Ronda because there was a good chance she could have beat her. Could have went with that. Could have went with a Mickey James being in this match. Why not throw a Mickey James in there? It didn't have to main event, people. I know she's Ronda Rousey, baddest woman on the planet. Rowdy Ronda Rousey, blah, 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 blah. Throw her in, throw her in, throw her in. No, no. And just no. No, no, and no. Didn't need to do it. There's no reason. No reason. Didn't need to do it. My nose is itching. I apologize. The match, don't care. I just don't care. I will probably hate on this match. I don't see how you take Nikki versus Rada and make this a competitive match. This match should be super short. A minute, 2 minutes max. Rhonda can strut around, do her, do a dance, whatever. She needs to destroy Nikki Bella and needs to destroy Brie. And that's the only reason Brie's out there, to try to distract Rhonda, for Nikki to get some moves in, to stretch this out, try to make this a big historic event, big historic match. Historic-y? I call it a historic-y? That's cute. It does not need to be anything else. Doesn't need to be part of anything else. Nothing. This should be the third to last match. I would put the NXT Women's title over this fucking match. I'd put the Battle Royal over this match. Rhonda does not deserve as much credit as she's getting for this Women's Evolution. Nikki does not deserve as much credit as she's getting for this Women's Evolution. Rhonda is a champion. Rhonda should be on the show. Everyone has a place here. They do. And I'm not going to say none of them deserve it. But, oh my goodness. I don't even feel like talking about this anymore. I'm going to shit on it on the review. I'm going to shit on it on the live stream. I just know I am. And it's not because I want to go in and just shit on it. I really don't. But I feel how I feel, and I'm not changing my opinion because I should try to please somebody else. I'm not doing it. So to me, fuck this match. And I do not care. Period. Point blank. I do not care. That's how I feel. So I am Zach with the YoBro Nation. Look, Like I said, I'll be live streaming throughout Evolution on Sunday night. I'll probably start streaming about 15 minutes before the show starts. Give or take what I'm doing at the moment, I'm going to try to stream at least within 5 to 10 minutes before the show starts. So everyone can start coming in and just see what I'm doing. I won't be sitting in front of my screen. I'll be bouncing around. I'm sure JD will be here during the show, so he'll at some point be watching this with me. I'll have it set up over here where you see his seat. You'll see my seat. We'll have a setup. So be prepared for that. Immediately following, going to do the live review. That's happening. For anyone who wanted to know, I am going to do my Halloween series. I'm going to do all these movies. They're all going to drop on Halloween Day, all those reviews. We have a special Halloween video that's going to go up. Not saying anything about what it is. Can't guarantee you it's going to be on Halloween, but it'll be by Friday that Halloween special will be up on this channel. I am doing a review for the new Halloween movie. I am doing a review for First Man. Lots going on. I will get all these reviews up. I don't care if they're late, but they're coming. That's all that matters. And I got more movies. My MCU series, I'm doing two for this weekend. I'm doing Iron Man and Iron Man 2. I'm dropping them both. I think that's the order that they're coming in. I'm not entirely remembering, but I am doing the first two movies back to back on the same day. I have them ready. So phase one will be started in this series. I haven't even announced it. Yeah. Iron Man 2, the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm doing all of those. I'm doing all of them starting from this weekend all the way up to the premiere of Captain Marvel. All of those. So over the course of the next months, if I miss them on a weekend, I'll double up on the next weekend. So you'll get all of the movies. It's going to happen. So I don't really have much more to say. This is all that's coming up on the channel. Follow us on all our social medias. YoBro Gaming Reviews on Facebook. YoBro Gaming Reviews on freaking the Patreon. I can't think. YoBro Nation 1 on TeePublic. YoBro Gaming 1 on Twitter. Go to all that stuff. Follow us. Hit the like buttons. Do all that stuff. All those links are down in the description. Go see our new channel, the YoBro Podcast Network. Content's coming. I do have the old school, the original Squared Circle podcast. Those are all up on the channel. Also have the intro to the channel. So there's content on there with more to come. This video you're listening to right now is on the podcast network. If you're listening to this now, maybe you're listening to us in our audio form. Excuse me, I gotta get a quick drink. It's on here too. So if you're listening to me on the podcast network, go subscribe to our main channel, Yo Bro Gaming and Reviews. Go over there, subscribe to the channel there as well. I'm Zach. I'm calling this quits. This is it for the day. I will see you guys tomorrow for Evolution. The review will be up on both channels within 24 hours of each other. So thank you guys, Yo Bros, and I'll talk to you all on the Nation later. Peace out, and I love you all. And Yo Bro.